KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. In the news for a Wednesday, the 19th day of September for 2018, the Ione City Council has reached a decision over what ground cover to use for new playground equipment. The council last night continued a discussion started during their last meeting on what ground cover would accompany new playground equipment for the Grover and Oak Ridge parks. While most of the discussion had focused on using wood chips versus rubber pellets, the council settled on a third option, natural grass over sand. None of the materials are perfect, each having a drawback, be it cost, safety, or possible environmental impact, and of course the possible injury to a child hangs over the decision. The council also indicated that rubber pellets, though, would be the backup action if there were any legal objections to the grass cover. In other business, the council continues its search for a consultant to update developer impact fees. With each of the seven bidding firms rated by the council, a subcommittee of the council will hold interviews with the top three consultant teams to recommend a final candidate for the full council. And acting in response from the county health department, the council has started the process of banning smoking in city parks. The proposed ordinance will first go before the city's Parks and Recreation Committee before returning to the council.
Well, Calaveras County Sheriff Office deputies responded to a residence in the 6,000 block of Highway 26, Valley Springs, for reports of an altercation between a male and two females on September 17th at approximately 8:15 in the morning. Now, according to the Sheriff Office, upon arrival, deputies spoke with two females, aged 21 and 22, who stated they were visiting a male, Nicholas Coring, 28 of Valley Springs, at that location and arrived there after being at a bar out of the county the night before. Now, the two females reportedly said that they were prevented from leaving by Coring, who also presumably made threats toward him. Well, while deputies were in the preliminary stages of investigation, a man matching Coring's description was seen running shirtless from the back of the residence. Several deputies attempted to get Coring to stop with their patrol vehicle lights and air horn, but he fled on foot through the neighboring yards. Deputies set up a perimeter and detained Coring in a nearby field. At the conclusion of the investigation, Coring was arrested for false imprisonment, criminal threats, battery, under the influence of a controlled substance, and resisting, obstructing, delaying officers. Coring booked into the Calaveras County Jail, bail set at $125,000. And, obviously, alcohol consumption and narcotics suspected as a factor in the case. For more info, call the Calaveras Sheriff Office at 754-6500.
And starting today, PG&E will increase helicopter patrols of its power lines in Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne counties, all related to the utility's accelerated wildfire risk reduction work. As we reported earlier this month, given the dramatic wildfire threat our communities face this year, PG&E is taking immediate action to create even greater safety clearance between trees and power lines through neighborhoods and communities that face the most extreme wildfire threat. In support of this effort, PG&E will be using helicopters to patrol electric lines throughout the areas of Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne counties. Now, the areas of Amador and Calaveras include Pine Grove, Pioneer, Buckhorn, West Point, Wilseyville, Railroad Flat, Glencoe, Hathaway Pines, Avery, Dorrington, and Arnold, along with Sheep Ranch. Flights are scheduled to take place the 22nd and 24th, and then in October on the 3rd and 4th, 13th, 15th, 24th, and 25th. Helicopters patrolling the electric lines will be leaving out of Columbia Airport and will typically fly Monday through Saturdays between 8 and 4. Foresters will be on board the helicopters, which will be flying low and following along electrical lines in order to look for vegetation near the lines in the high fire threat areas. The flights will be subject to change without notice. For more information, you can always call PG&E.
And the Sutter Creek Police Department holding a six-week academy to introduce citizens to the different aspects of the police department and all that goes into providing public safety to the community. And the course will consist of interactive and educational material regarding patrol procedures, criminal law and prosecution, arrest and control techniques, tactical operation, and search and seizure, just to name a few. Now, the academy will take place at the Sutter Creek Community Center tonight from 6:30 to 9:30, and all every Wednesday, starting this Wednesday, again tonight, through October 24th. Now, you must be over the age of 18, live or work in Sutter Creek, have no serious criminal convictions. There's no cost to attend the academy. Applications can be obtained at the police department and at City Hall. For more information, please call Amador County Officer of the Year, Robert Harmon, 267-5646, or stop by the police department.
And the Calaveras County Water District will be hosting a Customer Assistance Program Community Workshop tonight from 6 to 7 at the CCWD headquarters in San Andreas. The workshop is being held for public input on the development of a customer assistance program. This program will be designated to provide financial assistance to customers who need one-time or ongoing help paying their bills. You can give CCWD a call later today at 754-3123 for details.
And this year's Foothill Conservancy annual McCallamy River cleanup a success. 27 volunteers joined forces to clean along the Electra Road Big Bar section of the McCallamy River Saturday, September 15th. Now, approximately 465 pounds of trash and recyclables removed along a 3.5-mile section of the river, making our local rec sites healthier for people, fish, and wildlife. Now, this year's most unusual find, not as unusual as in the past, but a red patent leather platform high heel shoe. Now, Foothill Conservancy's annual McCallamy River cleanups have been held for 27 years. Foothill Conservancy would like to thank all their participants for their efforts as well as their business sponsors, which include Aces Waste Services, Safeway and Martell, and Mutterland's Ice Creamery. For more information, contact Carolyn from Foothill Conservancy at 223-3508.
And once again, we want to remind you that tickets are still available if you would like to attend this coming Friday night's art auction, the 19th annual event put on by Hospice of Amador and Calaveras, this year again at Carmere Winery. If you want tickets, you need to call Hospice. They're not available online anymore. They're not available at the thrift stores. You need to call Hospice at 223-5500. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.